2024戒烟就赢比赛开跑，尼古清戒烟喷雾陪你一起强大。戒烟不容易，单靠意志力戒烟的人，时常无法克服戒断症状而失败。尼古清戒烟喷雾将是你的神队友，简单一喷，药品急速释放，立即缓解七大戒断症状，不限场合，提高戒烟成功率。除了尼古清神队友，你还可以寻求专业医疗人员协助，一起迈向戒烟成功之路。尼古清戒烟喷雾，用科学方法戒烟，请咨询全台各大药局及戒烟门诊。本广告由尼古清戒烟喷雾卫部药书字第027835号提供，嘉安嘉户股份有限公司，台北市中山区民生东路3段2号10楼，北市卫药广字第113030190号。尼古清戒烟喷雾，相伴每个新开始。
Chapter 1 Daily Life. Unit 1 in the morning. Waking up and being late. Time to wake up. Let me stay in bed for 10 more minutes. I still feel sleepy. Hurry up. Get up, you sleepyhead. Go away. The alarm hasn't gone off yet. It has. You don't remember hitting the snooze button? Get up, you sleepyhead. Rise and shine, sweetie. I feel drowsy. I woke up with puffy eyes and black circles. I forgot to set the alarm and overslept. I don't remember hitting the snooze button. Freshening up and dressing up. Come on. I need to use the bathroom too. Taking a shower helps me wake up. Just a second. I look terrible if I don't shave. Oh. I don't know what to wear. Really? You already have a wardrobe full of dresses. And I can't go out without makeup. I need to use the bathroom now. I have serious bad breath in the morning. I have a wardrobe full of dresses. I love your outfit today. I can't go out without wearing makeup. Eyeliner and mascara can bring out your eyes. Breakfast. Good morning. Time for breakfast. Hi, Cindy. What are you eating? I'm having hash browns and scrambled eggs. I always need black coffee to start a new day. I don't feel like coffee in the morning. What do you like for breakfast? I'll have a bowl of cereal for breakfast. Breakfast is hash browns and pancakes. How about some congee? I don't feel like scrambled eggs in the morning. Rise and shine, sweetie. Let me stay in bed for 10 more minutes. Get up, you sleepyhead. You're getting late. No. I feel so drowsy. Hurry up. You'll miss the school bus. Go away. The alarm hasn't gone off yet. It's time to wake up, Ken. Oh, I'm so sleepy. I'll stay in bed a few more minutes. No, you won't. Get up now or you won't have time for breakfast. I'll get some steamed bread on the way to school. I've already cooked oatmeal. Hurry up. The eyeshadow can bring out your eyes. I use a washcloth to wipe my face in the morning. I have a wardrobe full of dresses. Unit 2 in the house. Living room. Welcome to my home. Wow, I love what you've done with your living room. The French windows provide so much light. Thank you. And do you like my hardwood floor? I sure do. And I see you have a really nice stereo system. Yeah, I like to read by the fireplace while playing soft music in the background. The hardwood floor looks very expensive. The color of the carpet matches the curtains. Can you turn on the ceiling fan? I enjoy sitting on the sofa and watching TV. Where did you put the remote control? I have a high-quality stereo system. I like to read by the fireplace. Bedroom and bathroom. Honey, we're out of toilet paper. Can you get me some? Okay. And please don't forget to flush the toilet again. Sorry about you leave toothpaste in the basin all the time. Well, don't get me started with the shower curtain. You never close it, so the floor is always wet. Who forgot to flush the toilet? We are out of toilet paper. Don't leave your toothpaste in the basin. Can you take out the garbage bin? Your shampoo smells so good. Sitting in the bathtub helps me think. Close the shower curtain to keep the floor dry. I can't sleep well with this pillow. How often do you change your sheets? The picture frames don't match the nightstand. Kitchen. I'm reheating the pizza in the oven. Do you want some? Sure. Hey, I'm using the microwave. Don't stand too close. Don't eat too much microwaved food. Take the steak out of the freezer and put it on the counter. I'll cook it for you. That's so sweet. Remember to put on the apron and turn on the range hood. I don't want our clothes to smell like steak. Put the pizza in the oven to reheat it. Don't stand too close to the microwave. We can make smoothies with the blender. I forgot to load the dishwasher. Take the steak out of the freezer. Turn on the range hood. Set the stove on low. Wear the apron while you cook. The counter is always a mess after you cook. Wipe the plate with a kitchen towel before putting food on it. Welcome to my home. Wow, I love your living room. The French windows let in lots of light.
Thank you.
Do you like my hardwood floor?
Sure.
It feels good walking on it. And I see you have a really nice stereo system.
Yeah, I like to read with soft music playing in the background.
I am so hungry. Why don't you go check the fridge?
Did you see my keys?
I think I saw them on the dressing table. Please take off your high heels before entering my house.
I will.
I wouldn't want to ruin your hardwood floor.
How often do you change your sheet?
About once a week.
Don't you think it's a little hot in the room?
Yeah, I'll turn on the ceiling fan.
Who forgot to flush the toilet?
The color of the carpet matches the curtains.
Your shampoo smells so good.
Unit 3 maintenance. Cleaning and doing the laundry.
That's not how you hold the broom.
Oh, forget it. I'll clean here, you go and do the laundry.
Okay.
Hey, Mom. How much detergent should I use?
A capful is enough.
And should I put the jeans and shirts in together?
Read the care tags yourself, would you?
Ugh.
Just leave it. I'll do it later.
Look at that stain and dust on the floor.
Vacuum the floor first before you mop it.
That's not how you hold a broom.
It's a perfect day to do the laundry.
How much detergent should I use?
Dry clean this coat.
If you can't read the care tag on the clothes, hand it to your mom.
Gardening? You don't have a green thumb, do you?
Your plants are withering.
Sorry, should I turn on the sprinkler to water the lawn now?
Later.
You trim the hedge first while I add the fertilizer to the soil.
I'll have to be careful with these sharp gardening shears.
You watch out for those rose thorns too.
Be careful with those gardening shears.
Turn on the sprinkler to water the lawn.
Put some soil over the seed with the trowel.
Shouldn't we plant it in the flower pot?
I cut my finger on a rose thorn.
These are edible herbs.
The hedge needs to be trimmed.
Water your plants, they are withering.
Plucked weeds can be used as a fertilizer.
Maintenance and tools.
Look at the water damage and cracks on the walls.
The toilet is totally clogged.
And there is sewage leaking out everywhere.
The doors are broken and the windows are shattered.
These aren't problems a handyman or even a plumber can fix.
We are not renting this apartment.
The toilet is clogged.
The pipe is leaking.
The heater is not working.
Don't step on the shattered glass.
The storm caused the power cut.
We need a plumber immediately.
Call the handyman.
Can you send someone to repair the faucet?
Can you hold the ladder while I fix the roof?
It's so shaky.
Sure.
Let me hold the toolbox for you too.
Hand me the needle-nose pliers, would you?
You mean this one?
No, those are pliers.
They are next to the wrench.
Can you find it?
Can you send someone here to take a look at the pipes?
Sure.
The plumber will arrive in about an hour.
What kind of plants do you have in the garden?
Some edible herbs.
This coat looks expensive.
That's why I have it dry cleaned instead of washing it in the washing machine at home.
Why is it so cold in this room?
The heater is not working.
Look at the stain and dust on the floor.
Oh no.
I just did the cleaning yesterday.
You really don't have a green thumb.
Your plants are withering.
Sorry, should I turn on the sprinkler to water the lawn now?
Later, you trim the hedge first while I add the fertilizer to the soil.
I'll have to be careful with these sharp gardening shears.
You watch out for those rose thorns too.
Unit 4 Interpersonal Relations.
Feelings and Depressions.
Wow, you look like you're in such a good mood.
What happened?
I am so excited about the trip tomorrow.
I am on cloud 9.
Sounds fun.
I'm going too.
Everyone will be amazed by my skinny jeans. You won't be disappointed.
Stop.
It would be so awkward.
You're already making me feel embarrassed by imagining it now.
I am in such a good mood.
I couldn't help but burst out laughing.
I'm so excited about the trip.
That baby is grumpy and won't stop crying.
I'm about to lose my temper.
Stop.
You're making me feel embarrassed.
Family and friends.
I come from a big family. I have many younger brothers.
Me too.
And I used to fight with my siblings a lot.
Oh, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to go for a drink with my buddies.
And you?
I like to go out with my bestie.
Speaking of which, do you know my friend Jenny?
Oh, we're just business acquaintances.
I come from a big family.
I used to fight with my siblings a lot.
I have 5 younger brothers.
Buddy, do you want to go for a drink?
My bestie and I talk about everything.
Stop hanging out with those fair-weather friends.
We are just business acquaintances.
My colleagues are easy to get along with.
He is a total stranger to me.
It's all about love.
Tell me about the girl you're dating.
Was it love at first sight?
It was.
I felt the connection right away. I want to make a romantic confession and tell her I love her. Wait, are you sure it's not just a crush? I think she is the one, my soulmate. I want to marry her. It was love at first sight. I felt the connection instantly. There is good chemistry in the air. I'm dating a girl. We're shacking up. I want to make a romantic confession. I got married to the love of my life. Tying the knot is a lifelong commitment. He cheated on me, so I broke up with him. I am on cloud 9. I'm about to lose my temper. I'm dating a girl. He has a crush on the girl next door. My great-grandfather is a famous businessman. I'm anxious about the exam tomorrow. I don't want to go on a blind date. I got married to the love of my life. Tell me about this girl you're dating. Was it the love at first sight? It was. I felt the connection right away. I want to make a romantic confession and tell her I love her. Wait, are you sure it's not just a crush? I think she is the one, my soulmate. I want to marry her. Unit 5 Health. Sleeping. I'm so tired. I've stayed up late every night this week. If you burn the midnight oil too often, you could get sick. I can't turn in now. I need to study for the college entrance test. Well, you won't do well if you have sleep deprivation. Michael, Michael. Did you hear me? Oh. Sorry, Karen. I didn't. I started to nod off. What time do you usually turn in? You should catch some sleep on weekends. Have you stayed up late every night this week? My father is a heavy sleeper. I always doze off as soon as my head hits the pillow. I slept like a log from midnight until midday. I had a terrible nightmare last night. I have sleep deprivation because I couldn't sleep last night. My husband always wakes me with his snore. Keeping fit. Would you like some chocolate? No, thanks. I don't eat snacks because I'm on a diet. Why are you dieting? You're already so slim. I became overweight after having children, although. I'm in good shape now because I've lost a lot of weight. Cool. I think I'll go on a diet too. Devin's new girlfriend is so petite. I am muscular because I work out a lot. Being obese can cause health problems. I don't eat snacks because I am on a diet. A balanced diet is important. Don't skip breakfast. Your body needs nutrition. Many women become overweight after having children. You will put on weight if you eat too much. I was chubby, but now I have a six-pack. Feeling ill and seeing a doctor. Doctor, I feel so ill. I have a fever and a sore throat. Okay. I'll check your temperature. Am I going to die, doctor? Please tell me the truth. Relax, you have a cold. I'll give you a prescription for some capsules. You will be well again in a few days. I have a stomachache and diarrhea. If I see you vomit, I will also throw up. I keep sneezing and have a runny nose. What are your symptoms? The nurse checked my temperature. I have an appointment to see the doctor. Take one tablet 3 times a day. I stopped taking the pills because of the side effects. I'm a little tired. I stayed up late last night. Why don't you turn in now? I'll try to catch some sleep on the weekend. You'll get sick if you keep burning the midnight oil. I don't eat snacks because I am on a diet. Being obese can cause many health problems. A balanced diet is essential for good health. Doctor, I feel so ill. I have a fever and a sore throat. Do you have any other symptoms? Yes, I keep sneezing and I have a runny nose. Okay. I'll check your temperature with a thermometer.